This is Radio Nepal. I'm Arjun Sapkota with the news. The headlines first. Chhath festival being marked today. President Bidya Devi Bhandari and Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva worship setting sun to mark the festival. Bus accident at Bulling Tire of Nawalparasi kills 5 people, leaving 30 others injured. And South Korea declares week-long mourning after deadly Halloween stampede. Now the news in detail. Devotees are observing the Chhath festival, worshipping the setting sun today. Most of the ponds, lakes, streams and rivers in Tarai Mandis, including Janakpur Dham, were cleaned up and decorated as worshipping sites. The Chhath is also considered as one of the major festivals for the people of the Mithila region. Preparations for the Chhath festival started a week before. It is believed that the tradition of worshipping the sun is in Hinduism has existed since the Vedic period. Traditionally, all the members of the family fasting usually stay awake on the bank of the pond throughout the night. The Chhath festival will conclude tomorrow after the devotees worship the rising sun. Meanwhile, President Bidya Devi Bhandari reached Gauri Ghat to pay homage to the sun, marking the main event of the Chhath festival. Likewise, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva reached Thapathali on the bank of the Bagmati River and worshipped the setting sun, marking the main day of the Chhath festival. 5 people were killed when a passenger bus met with an accident at Bulling Tire Rural Municipality 2 in Nawalparasi East. The accident took place today morning when the ill-fated bus was heading from Rampura Palpa to Manakamana of Gurkha. The police said 30 people were injured in the accident. The injured had been rescued and taken to various hospitals in Chitwan for treatment. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Sher Bahadur Deva has expressed his grief over the death of people in the Palpa bus accident. He also offered his condolences to the bereaved families while directing the authorities to manage treatment for the injured people. An Indian construction company has provided 1.6 million rupees in compensation to the family of a Nepali boy who died in course of road construction. An agreement was reached among the Indian GAG and GAG company, the Indian administration, members of the victim's family and local Nepali people's representatives. Chief District Officer Dirgaraj Upadhyay said a representative from the construction company handed the amount to the family of the victim in Kalanga today. A 9-year-old Nepali boy, Pawan Mahara, was killed after a stone hurled from an explosive made in course of constructing a road on the Indian side hit him. He died on the spot. The incident took place at Dumling of Best Rural Municipality in Darjeeling District on Friday. Earlier, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs had sent a diplomatic note to India regarding the incident demanding reparation to the families of the victim. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now it's time for a short break.
Sada khana 100 rupaya, mutton khana 200 rupaya. Oi, mobile ko data pani hamile chalako menu anusar mahango ra sasto parnu parne hoina ra.
हुन्छ नि मित्र, फेसबुक, ट्विटर, इन्स्टाग्राम, भाइबर, व्हाट्सएप जस्ता सामाजिक सञ्जालहरू मात्रै चलाउने हो भने नेपाल टेलिकममा असाध्यै सस्तो मूल्यमा सोसियल मिडिया डाटा प्याक पाइन्छ। त्यही लिने मजाले चलाउने
*1415# डायल गर्नुहोस्। नेपाल टेलिकम, राष्ट्रको सञ्चार।
वेलकम ब्याक। नाउ द रिमेनिङ न्यूज। An earthquake had jolted the hilly districts of Sudurpashchim province. The earthquake, measuring 4.6 on the Richter scale, hit the region at 9:26 a.m. today. Tremors were felt in Baithiri, Vajang, Doti and the surrounding areas. According to Rajesh Sharma, technical assistant of Seismologic Center Surkhet, the epicenter of the earthquake was at Lake Gao in Vajang. No damage has been reported due to the earthquake. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to some international news updates. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol has declared a week-long national mourning following a deadly Halloween crash in the country's capital, Seoul. Issuing a statement today, South Korean President Yoon termed the accident tragic and directed the officials to make every effort to promptly provide aid to the victims. The Korean Herald quotes the Seoul Metropolitan Police Agency that at least 153 people, including 25 foreign nationals, were killed in the stampede on Saturday night, injuring 103 others. Hongmangjeong Community Center, which was receiving missing persons from the large-scale crush in Seoul, said there were 4,024 missing people reported as of 5 p.m. on Sunday. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Syed Bahadur Deva has expressed grief over the loss of many lives in Seoul, the capital of the Republic of Korea, on Saturday. Via his Twitter handle today, Prime Minister Deva extended heartfelt condolences and sympathies to the government and people of South Korea and the bereaved families and wished for a speedy recovery of the injured. At least 100 people have been killed and 300 wounded in two car bomb explosions in Somali capital Mogadishu. Blaming the Al-Shabaab armed group for the attacks, Somali President Hassan Sheikh Mohamud told reporters on Sunday that he expected the toll from the twin blasts to rise further. An Al Jazeera report quotes Somali police spokesperson that women, children and the elderly had been killed in the attacks. The pro-jihad Somali Memo website has reported that the group has said it was behind the blasts. Russia has announced it is suspending its involvement in the internationally brokered deal that allows Ukraine to export grain from its Black Sea ports. It comes after Russia accused Ukraine of a massive drone attack on the Black Sea fleet in Sevastopol, Crimea. Ukraine has not admitted the attack, and President Volodymyr Zelensky called the Russian move rather predictable. Without providing evidence, Russia also accused British troops of being involved in Saturday's attack. It also accused the UK of blowing up gas pipelines last month. In its response, the UK Ministry of Defence said Russia was spreading false claims of an epic sale. Now the general weather forecast for the country tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the mountainous areas of Province 1 and Gondaki Province and mainly fair in the rest of the provinces. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Chhath Festival being marked today. President Bidya Devi Bhandari and Prime Minister Sir Bahadur Deva worship setting sun to mark the festival. Bus accident at Bulling Tower of Nawalparasi kills 5 people, leaving 30 others injured. And South Korea declares week-long mourning after deadly Halloween stampede. Well, that's the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.